Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey everyone, thanks for joining me. I'd like to relay to you some of the stuff going on in my own life in hopes that perhaps it can help you in your life. Right now, I am in the process of moving. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I've been trying to sell my house. I'm downsizing. My husband and I are moving into an apartment, getting rid of the big old house, and starting fresh. And so I am in the midst of stuff everywhere. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that next week. I've got another episode planned. But for right now, I'm going to tell you I am in my walk-in closet because you know I record these podcasts from the confines of my small walk-in closet. And it is a disaster right now. But my life is basically crazy busy, right? So from the outside looking in, I'm coming off of 2 weeks from being out of town on retreat in Europe and coming back to moving in 5 days. And it's all happened really fast, which is great, right? We want life to just continue to churn and unfold. And you know, there's that old saying, you know, be careful what you ask for, because I'm in the middle of chaos. So my intentions in the morning have been to not succumb to the crazy busyness, right? So my intentions is what I want to share with you today is to prioritize, to play simple, and to batch. And I'm going to go through each of those step by step. But really, this idea of living in this crazy busy life is really just all in our mind. You know, at any time, we can press pause on just about everything besides, you know, what's going on in our own health, right? Because that is kind of, not that it's out of our control, but we can't really stop things that we don't want to happen. But for the most part, we do not have to drown in crazy busyness. So this has been my practice, and for the next couple of days before we move and close, I am keeping these intentions super close. So how do we go from crazy busy to calm and clear in the middle of chaos? Prioritize. My first intention every day is to prioritize, and I'm going to explain to you a little bit about my list making. So I love lists, but I've also recognized over the years that my lists have not always served me. My lists have stressed me out. So about 6 months ago, I went from doing a daily list in a book to a weekly list in a book, and then a daily short list on an index card that I carry around with me. So on this index card, I put a line, a horizontal line, and at the top, I list three of the most important things that I need to get done that day. And I learned this from a book called Getting Things Done, it's a bestseller book. I'll put it in the show notes. And that's really what I grabbed from this book, Getting Things Done, is to have MITs, right? Three most important things that you need to get done. That's above the line. Below the line are those tasks / errands / need to reach out, quick email, quick phone call, text, something like that, that, you know, just kind of busy our days. Below the line are the task-oriented things. Above the line are the three most important things. So this is how I prioritize every day. And I'm doing it very, very carefully right now in this next week. What really, really is the most important thing that I get done today? So for me today, I need to prep for a webinar that I'm doing next week with Will, the founder of Will, Joe Burton, on the topic of flow at work. So that is like prime. I've got to continue to work on this PowerPoint and get myself prepped. And the second thing is to What is the second thing? Oh, yeah, I need another proposal. I'm working on another proposal for a retreat for next spring. And then last thing is my move. So the third most important thing is my move. And that's not in any order of importance. It's really just the three top things I got to get done. Below the line are a bunch of got to respond, got to call back, need to schedule, those types of things that we all have a ton of. But they're not on the top of the list. But I need to get them done today. So that's how I prioritize. So that's the first thing that is really, really important for me to do. And by the way, I don't prioritize and do all this stuff like as soon as I wake up. It's usually about, you know, maybe a half hour after I've done some practice, a little meditation, some breathing, some journaling, then I'll look at my priorities for the day. Second intention, and this is a biggie for me right now, is to play simple. To play simple. I get that expression from sports. I know that I've heard a lot of coaches say this. My daughter's soccer coaches used to always say, play simple. Right? Don't complicate things. Keep it very clear, simple, step by step. What are you doing now? What do you need to do now? So what does that mean? Really, it comes back to what I talk about every single week, which is to just show up, to be present, to be fully engaged in what you're doing and not distracted by what you're not doing or what you should be doing. In other words, if I have to send an email or make a phone call or work on a PowerPoint or clean out my closet, I'm going to do that wholeheartedly. I'm going to give myself that time to be fully focused, fully engaged, and get the job done cleanly, completely. And that really is what it means to play simple. Do what you're asked to do or what you're asking yourself to do in that moment without distraction. And so to play simple means to move through my day step by step, task by task, moment by moment, and just allowing myself to move through what needs to get done in this crazy busy time without getting myself all huffy or stressed or overwhelmed. Right, one of my favorite intentions, in fact, it comes up on the Notes to Self on my app, my On the Verge app. If you haven't downloaded that, grab it. It's free. And so there are these reminders that come up. And one of my favorite reminders is overwhelm is not an option. Overwhelm is not an option right now. I can't get myself overwhelmed. So I've got to play simple and just keep myself on task. The third intention that I have in my three intentions for getting through this really chaotic time in my life is to batch things. And I learned this from Tim Ferriss. He's really great. 4-hour work week. He talks about this stuff, you know, how to work efficiently so that you're not working all your life. He talks about it a lot in the 4-hour work week. Batching tasks. So, emails. I'm not looking at them on the hour, right? I am looking at them twice a day. And when I look at them, then I'll respond to them. And this I definitely learned from Tim Ferriss. It's been a huge game changer for me. So if you send me an email in the middle of the day, you're probably not going to get a response till the end of the day because I'll look at emails twice. So I'm batching when I get that stuff done. So whatever I have below the line on my index card is what I'll batch. So I will sit down, sometimes I even number it, getting 1 through 5, right? All of the kind of phone tasks, the texting back, the calls, right? Batch those in a half hour's time. Boom, 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 you're done. Right? Instead of all this niddly, piddly stuff kind of hanging in your mind all day long, you know that from 4 to 5, you're going to batch some of this, or you're going to go on those errands and you're just going to go and check them all off. So That's how we go from crazy busy to calm and clear. That's how we don't let overwhelm take us over. Now, I'm saying this to you as if I can predict what's going to happen in my life in the next 4 days as I, package up my house and go from, five bedrooms to a two-bedroom apartment. I know it's going to be intense, but I'm doing my best, right? I'm doing my best to stay calm and clear in this crazy busy time. So I hope this is helpful. This is all fun, right? We got to look at this stuff as fun and keep things light and keep yourself, keep yourself in good humor, because it's too easy to get yourself stuck in stress, right? Stress is, for so many of us, is our default mode. It's what we just go back to when times are tough, when we're tired, when we feel overwhelmed. But in a time like this, for me, where I'm moving and gathering and manifesting, I want to use it as a celebration. So, just to recap real quick, prioritize in the morning. Find your three most important things above the line, below the line, just your tasks. You need to get that stuff done. 2, play simple. Stay present. Stay engaged. Right? When we are engaged and present, we are in flow. And when we're in flow, we are so much more effective. So much. I'm going to put a report on the show notes. McKinsey reports that we are 500% more effective, more productive when we are present and in flow. And lastly, batch the small stuff. Batch it. Phone calls, tasks, errands, emails. Just batch it, get it done in an hour. Boom, you're done. You're on to the next thing. Have a great week, everybody. I can't wait to talk to you next time from a new closet. This is going to be so exciting. So from my walk-in closet that has served me for now 60 episodes, I bid you farewell from this delightful little cave. Have a great day.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend. And review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.